Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, BA.5. What on earth is this? COVID makes a comeback as the Democrats' surprise is no longer a surprise. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Come to our Student Action Summit. It will blow you away. Turning Point Action has Trump and DeSantis there. And Turning Point USA has Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Kaylee McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, Laura Ingraham, and so much more. Go to tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Tampa, Florida, just about a week from now. Get your tickets right now. All ages. Bring a friend. It will change your life. tpusa.com/SAS. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We ask the question, what do Democrats have planned next? We asked the question earlier this week because I don't trust the Democrats that are just going to tolerate the low approval ratings and poll numbers. What do they have planned that very well might sneak up on us? Is it the January 6th Commission? Is it an indictment of Donald Trump? Is it more raids against journalists like James O'Keefe? No, what seems to be the midterm strategy has just unfolded in the last 24 hours. What's so interesting is I said early this week, I might be paranoid, I might be worried, and many of you encouraged me, and thank you for encouraging me, freedom@charliekirk.com. My favorite emails I got were, Charlie, you're not paranoid. I said, thank you. It's always good reaffirmation, or just affirmation. And because I just said, I have too much respect for these Democrats. They worship power. They're not going to give up power. They're not going to back off just because of low approval ratings. It's irrelevant. It's a construct, as they would say. And like clockwork, we say that show earlier in the week. I'm going to introduce you to three digits that you are going to hear repeatedly. Get ready. Brace for impact. Buckle up. BA.5. You said, what is that? BA.5? Sounds like a machine from a Transformers movie. Nope, BA.5 is the new variant. BA.5 is what we were trying to warn people about as many Republican senators and many congressmen and many operatives were opening up the champagne. They were measuring the curtains. They were getting ready to become head of Congress, Speaker of the House, Senate Majority Leader, all of which I hope happens, obviously. But we said, hold on, time out. Too much arrogance here, too much cockiness here. As I told the story earlier this week, I was there at Mar-a-Lago at like the last gasp of the, it's like the Great Gatsby's right before the stock market crashed. It was a time to remember. I'll tell you what. Yeah, Bolsonaro was there, birthday party, the whole thing. And then literally overnight, the entire world changed. So I've just become conditioned not to celebrate. I'm always looking around. Like, what do they have planned? What do they have up the sleeve? Can we treat this? Can we trust this? And it's here sooner than I would have thought. CNN.com, front page of CNN.com. The worst variant is here. Nearly 2.5 years since the coronavirus pandemic began, the most infectious and transmissible variant yet has now arrived. Repeated COVID-19 waves have left millions of people dead, with only vaccines helping to blunt the toll. Now the virus is spreading again, CNN says, evolving, escaping immunity, and driving. I mean, just so let's just take a time out. How long do you think CNN spent on thesaurus.com? Evolving, escaping, driving. Woo, these are such these are dangerous. These words are so, I need a mask just hearing these words. evolving, escaping, and driving. It sounds like an inmate out of prison coming to kill your family. The latest version of its shape-shifting BA.5 is a clear sign the pandemic is far from over. You hear that? The pandemic is far from over. The newest offshoot of Omicron, along with the closely related variant BA.4, are fueling a global surge in cases, 30% over the past fortnight, according to the World Health Organization. You look at this gene-altering therapy called the vaccine. It's amazing. So the pharmaceutical companies make hundreds of billions of dollars on an intervention that has harmed a significant amount of people and doesn't prevent from infection. And according to Anthony Fauci, doesn't even do a good job of it. We'll play that tape in a second. And now they have an opportunity just for more vaccines. In Europe, the Omicron subvariants are powering a spike in cases about 25%, though Dr. Michael Ryan, the executive director of the World Health Organization's emergency program, has said that numbers may actually be higher, almost collapsing in testing. BA.5 is on the march in China, ratcheting anxieties that major cities there may soon reinforce strict lockdown measures that were only recently lifted. And the same variant has become the dominant strain in the United States, where it's accounted over 65% of new infections last week, according to the Center for Disease Control. This is Dr. Ashish Jha, who says, "We have been watching the virus evolve rapidly. We've been planning and preparing for this moment. And the message that I want to get across to Americans, the people, is this. BA.5 is something we're closely monitoring. And most importantly, we know how to manage it." How do you manage it, Dr. Ashish Jha? Masks? Vaccines? Boosters? What is the only thing that happened in the last 2 years that got us closer? Or the major thing, I should say. Not only thing. The major thing that got us closer to a Davos-dominated world. COVID. COVID is the only play that has worked. Why? It's invisible. You can't see it. It induces a sense of almost OCD paranoia. Now, I'm not saying that some people shouldn't be afraid of it. If you are very much overweight, if you're obese, if you have a poor lifestyle, if you have pre-existing conditions that might be outside of your control, you should have serious concern for this. But a vast majority of people should not be staying up at night wondering what BA.5 could possibly be. And one of the reasons that we pinpointed this earlier in the week, and I said this on a previous program, is when I flew to Chicago from Phoenix, the amount of people wearing masks, I said, this is not over. The spirit of fear that dominates America, irrational fear, it is not over. It's not at all. There were more people that I saw sitting around me wearing masks than not wearing masks on a plane. Again, that's not mathematical, not scientific. It might just be a erroneous sample size, but based on a lot of anecdotes that you guys send me, it's very similar. And what frustrates me so much about the COVID regime, about this combination of private actors and government actors working in combination, from Fauci to Tedros to Walensky to Burks, is we have never received an apology. Zero apologies. Unrepentant. In the Christian faith, repentance is a core to freedom and connection to the divine. Realizing that you made a mistake, it's actually very freeing. You cannot have a peaceful life without repentance. It's a much deeper philosophical and spiritual truth. But repentance centers you. You realize how small you are, how weak and broken you are. Repentance is instrumental for every person and leader if you've made a mistake. We have never received an apology. In fact, the opposite. We have received almost, you must celebrate these people. Because thank goodness for Fauci. Without Fauci, we don't know where we would be. Instead of apologies, we have received the opposite. We have only received ridicule. Will they ever apologize for destroying an entire generation and keeping them at home, wearing masks around their friends, destroying their social interactions, getting them addicted to pornography, getting them to be the most suicidal, drug-addicted, alcohol-addicted, and psychiatric drug addicted generation in history. Can we just get one apology? No, we get ridicule if you dare disagree with them. You're anti-science. They say, trust the science. You know the problem with trusting the science? Or they say, follow the science. The problem with following the science is today, usually the science follows the money. We're wondering about what the Democrats have up their sleeve. It was announced in the last 12 to 24 hours. The narrative industrial complex, the fear-induced paranoia, it is here. We're going to walk through all the pieces of it, what it means, and how we fight back against it. But the earlier we spot it, the earlier we talk about it, we have a fighting chance to make sure that this strategy is not successful. Are you a business owner who actually cares about your employees and will fight through this economic crisis for your team? I support you, and I want you to fight for your employees now and for their future. That is why I want you to move your company's 401k plan to a company I trust, PAX Financial Group. I actually just opened an account with them, and I'm very impressed with them. PAX Financial Group is not a mega corporation that runs your 401k one day and the next day supports legislation that destroys your values. I actually met PAX Financial at a pro-life dinner. That should tell you everything you need to know about them. PAX's values are your values, and your small business retirement plan needs to be run by a company who shares your values. So right now, I want you to text 401k to the number 74868. Again, that's 401k to 74868 to get a no-cost conversation with a PAX retirement specialist. Again, just text 401k to 74868 to be instantly connected. I trust them with my money. I think you should too. I trust the team at PAX Financial Group. Check it out. Text 401k to 74868. You are living through right now a moment where they are resurrecting the narrative. It's an extraordinary thing. Let's just put this picture up on screen. So I typed in BA.5 into Google. And if you ever want evidence on how the media is always on the same page, I want to try to get on their conference calls in the morning on how they have so much symmetry together. All the same messaging within minutes of each other. Let me read some of these titles. Why the Omicron offshoot BA.5 is a big deal. What are the risks of catching BA.5 outdoors? By the way, this is all within hours of each other. With BA.5 spreading, when should you get your COVID booster shot? CNN.com, the worst variant is here. Self, BA.5 outdoor transmission. Should you be worried about the risk? Insider, Fauci, prior Omicron infection doesn't give good protection against BA.5. The Atlantic, the BA.5 is what COVID normal looks like. Within minutes, you saw it coordinated everywhere. And so I just want to be very clear here. You will look back as this day, the 14th of July, as the day that we realized their new scheme. You heard it here first. And we're going to go through exactly what that means and how they all are going to operate in an Operation Mockingbird style way to try and mitigate the upcoming red tsunami that otherwise would be happening in the midterm elections coming into October. Now, some Republicans and many of your leaders that represent you in D.C., they're unfazed by this. They'll say, oh, come on, the Democrats, they mean well. The Democrats would never do anything like this, just so you know what you're dealing with when you send a lot of these people to Washington, D.C. So this new variant, otherwise, it should be called the midterm variant. Don't call it BA.5. Just call it the midterm variant. We have to win the messaging war. Now, I'm not saying it might not harm people, but let's call it what it is. It is the midterm variant. It's coming right into a time to be used for political purposes to try and have mass-induced fear and paranoia, mass formation psychosis and conformity, to get people to be afraid. And they're easier to control, but it goes deeper than that, and it's more fundamental than that. And there is an equation that we use on this program that is very rational and transparent that everybody needs to know about. But first, let's play a piece of tape. As we asked, well, what do the Democrats have up their sleeve? And let me be very clear. They might have more than just this. They might have several simultaneous things happening to try to blunt the red wave that is coming. Cut 34. Remember this on Monday? Xavier Becerra, he knew something we didn't. Strong chance we'll see a resurgence of the virus this fall. Play cut 34.
What I will tell you is that come the fall and winter. Most everyone who's an expert on pandemics and these viruses will tell you that strong chance that we'll see a resurgence of the virus, whether it's the variants that we have now or new variants, and we got to be ready.
By Thursday, the new variant is out. All the articles are written. They have a name and title for it. They have the talking points. They have it mapped. They know how to communicate on it. Just a coincidence? Do you think the collapsing poll numbers Democrats are experiencing is a coincidence? We're all now talking about BA.5. Now, remember, this is not happening in a bubble. If they do not have a new variant, then they're not able to get a crisis declared. No crisis and no emergency, then they can't get an emergency use authorization. No emergency use authorization, then no experimental vaccines. No vaccines, then no vaccine passports. No vaccine passports, then no social credit system or digital identity. No social credit system, then no great reset. And said differently, no crisis, no emergency. No emergency, no mail-in voting. You see, we learned so much from 2000 Mules. And we talked briefly when I'm in the film 2000 Mules, how 2000 Mules was made possible because of COVID paranoia, because of the media industrial complex overblowing what COVID was, and then Zuckerberg coming in with $400 million to be able to support the infrastructure of mail-in drop boxes across the country. They're not going to get that this fall unless they can get people bought in and convinced and elected officials to do again a one-off, hey, it's only a one-time thing. It's an emergency thing of why we need a drop box in every corner, why we need to send mail-in ballots to every single person. You're seeing this happen in real time, and your Republicans are being taken advantage of, and they're letting it happen. I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. What do you think about this new variant? Do you think this is the Democrats' plan? Do you think they have more up their sleeve? Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. So according to Kenneth, he said Maria Bartiromo, the great Maria Bartiromo, coined the term midterm variant months ago. So, okay, we give the hat tip to the great Maria Bartiromo. We did come to it independently, at least unless it came from some deeply held memory that I'm not quite consciously remembering. Okay, let's get to another piece of tape here. This is all happening simultaneously. It's incredible. Like overnight, we go from not talking about this to BA.5 is why we must do lockdowns, masks. And this is another thing. Remember, their war on your children and grandchildren is just starting. They see COVID as a way to control your children, have them stare at screens, destroy them neurologically, get them addicted to TikTok, pornography, psychiatric drugs, antidepressants, anxiety medications, SSRIs. So the pharmaceutical companies win all across the board with COVID paranoia. They win, of course, with the vaccines, but they also win with the petri dish of children that are being used in an open-air experiment to destroy their social and their psychological well-being. And then a parent will take that kid to a therapist or to a doctor, and far too many times they say, just put them on psychiatric drugs. I mean, what's the big deal? They're 10 years old? Just put them on benzodiazepines. Your 11-year-old can't sleep? Xanax! We don't even know the damage that could potentially be done. from giving these children things. And the pharmaceutical companies don't care. Obviously, they make as much money as possible as they can, and they just laugh at the rest of the country. You ever see these advertisements they run on TV, and why drug companies are able to advertise on television? I've never heard a good answer, except someone says it's free speech. Like, okay, well, I'd like to challenge that one if that speech is actually encouraging virtue or if it's actually encouraging addiction. But that's a separate issue. Maybe it is. But I'm just asking what the whole idea is, why you need to advertise drugs on television if a doctor can prescribe those drugs. Most medicated society in history, also the least, at the least happiest moment America has ever been. We have more technology than ever. And this is what I always laugh at, and I used to actually parrot some of these ridiculous talking points. These conservatives will say, Charlie, you don't understand. We have more stuff than ever. It's a great time to be alive. Like, of course it is. Abundance is great, but the comfort is literally killing us. You could make an argument, we are de-evolving as a species. Wake up in your 72-degree house, have a meal you didn't have to hunt or gather and barely prepare. Watch a television show that you didn't have to think much about. Get in your perfectly cushioned car. Do very little labor, manual labor at work and most jobs, and stare at a screen. So all of this is tied together when you lock down society. In the last 2 years, what is the thing that got us closer to a Davos world? What's the only thing that could save the Democrats? The lockdowns. The only things that could save the Democrats is more mask mandates, vaccine mandates, the narrative industrial complex. Let's play this tape here. Play cut 29. Tedros says COVID remains a global health emergency. Play cut 29.
The emergency committee on COVID-19 met on Friday last week and concluded that the virus remains a public health emergency of international concern.
They need an emergency. The Democrats are desperately seeking out a crisis. A crisis is one of the only things that will get them to avoid a red wave tsunami. So what can we do about this? Well, the other side, they're already pushing vaccines for it, even though Anthony Fauci says the COVID vaccines don't really work very well at stopping infection. So is it actually a vaccine? Should they be given vaccine immunity protection? Play cut 70.
One of the things that's clear from the data, that even though vaccines, because of the high degree of transmissibility of this virus, don't protect overly well, as it were, against infection.
Yeah, but meanwhile, then you have Rochelle Walensky says, you got to go get your second booster right away. Play cut 27.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Of those over the age of 65, only 34% have received their second booster dose. So my message right now is very simple. It's essential that these Americans, as Dr. Shah said, get their second booster shot right away.
Under-vaccinated, that's a new phrase, isn't it? I want to play cut 79.
So far, there is no indication that either subvariants are associated with new symptoms or more severe disease. Scientists are concerned that these new subvariants are going to cause surges in infections worldwide and put a strain on healthcare systems. The best way to protect yourself from these and other variants of COVID-19 is to get vaccinated, including getting the booster vaccine. Ventilate indoor spaces and wear a high-grade mask in appropriate settings.
WHO recommends masks again and preps world for global lockdowns in the fall. The WHO is preparing the world for the next season of lockdowns, refusing to admit the emergency is over and recommending governments re-implement mask mandates. Quote, I'm concerned that cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, putting further pressure on health systems and health workers. I'm also concerned about the increase in deaths. The Emergency Committee on COVID-19 met on Friday last week and concluded the virus remains a public health emergency of international concern, said Tedros. Continues, quote, as hospitalizations and transmissions rise, governments must also deploy tried and tested measures such as masking and other test and treatment protocols, including mass vaccination. TheAtlantic.com, the BA wave is what the COVID normal looks like. It just makes you think they all got on the same page. They all got on the same email chain. And they said, today is the day. Now we lead with it. You type in BA.5 to your search engine, there is an unlimited amount of almost carbon copy articles that are being written, one after the other after the other. New York Times, New Yorkers drop their COVID vigilance as BA.5 wave hits. Global COVID cases continue to rise as BA.5 expands. BuzzFeed News, what you need to know about BA.5, the new COVID subvariant taking over the country. So what do we do about this? We have to preempt this early. We cannot allow them to win the narrative war. We need to say, no, you're done. You've never apologized. You've never corrected. You're pushing failed products and treatments on us. You're not going to lock us down. You're not going to mask our children. You're not going to be able to get mail-in ballots through this. Now, some people are saying, like in Arizona, for example, we never got rid of mail. We never got rid of mail-in ballots. We never got rid of drop boxes. Why? Not exactly sure. There's kind of a uniparty consensus that runs Arizona at times. But in Wisconsin, for example, they got rid of drop boxes. But the only thing that could potentially bring these back, and you have to understand this is why they're always looking for emergencies. They're always looking for emergencies because emergencies give them temporary executive powers. And so in human history, there is nothing as permanent as a temporary declaration of power for an emergency. A great example is this. A long time ago, but it's a great example. In the Roman Republic, they had a creation of a position called a dictator. And they said that in a time of war or an emergency, if they were to be invaded, one person needs to be able to make decisions very quickly, and then they'd have to resign that position. That person would have total power. It literally, dictator is the term that we get from the Roman Republic. Now, Julius Caesar then becomes dictator, and he just never gives up power. He's like, nah, actually, I'm dictator for life. And that really was the transition from the Roman Republic to the Roman Empire of we're going to have this decentralized rule of law, consent of the governed, the Roman Senate, and we're now just going to get into one person having power. And guess what? Our framers, they read Shakespeare. They knew the story of Julius Caesar, not just through Shakespearean drama. They knew it through reading the documents of some of the great Roman historians, of Josephus and many others. They designed a system that would prevent against emergencies. Whenever you hear the terms crisis, emergency, or some of these other words that you see in the media, what are the other ones here? Evolving, escaping, driving, spreading. I mean, these are fear-induced words. They know what they're doing. The narrative industrial complex puts together a mosaic of fear. It's like it's all over the place, all these little pieces, and they come together. It's all about controlling you. So BA.5 very well might result in children's schools being canceled, more masks on kids, and that's a separate issue than the midterms. I just want to reiterate this. The masters of the universe, the Davos crowd, they need your children, and there is no better way to get your children to be obedient than to put a mask on them, keep them out of school, keep them away from other young people, and staring at a screen all day long. They will get permanently messed up. And that, I believe that is their agenda, by the way. The Davos crowd wants the youth of America to be compliant and obedient, no memory of freedom at all. See, the one thing I've been blessed with, and many of you, it's kind of one of our strategic advantages, is I have a memory of a free country. And many of you have a memory of even freer country. One of the reasons why the Chinese Communist Party is able to dominate their citizens is because many of them have no memory what freedom is. They don't know what it is. It's like an abstract concept. Freedom? What? No, we like being controlled. Govern me harder, is what they would say. CNN.com, the worst variant is here. Now, this is important. We now need to get to a screaming pitch to every Republican and say, wake up. It's happening all over again. They're going to try to do fear-induced paranoia. They're going to do mail-in ballots and drop boxes. They are not stopping. They are accelerating. They're not going to apologize. They're not going to repent. They're only going to ridicule us. Anti-science, all these different things. We have to hold the line. You're never locking us down again, period. End of story. You're not putting masks on kids. You're not going to mandate vaccines. And by the way, as a side note, So Anthony Fauci says the vaccine doesn't work that well against infection. Then why the heck are we discharging members of the United States military for not taking a vaccine? Fauci himself is the one that put forward those guidelines. Yeah, it doesn't work that well against infection. Oh, I'm glad that we're now making our military smaller and weaker for discharging people that don't want to take the vaccine for that. I'm glad we can't now have flights that fly on time because pilots are now being discharged because they don't want to take a vaccine. This is part of the plan. And I think they got other stuff that they're going to do. They're not going to give up power. All they care about is power. We must expose this early and counter message as they try to get us to comply to whatever sort of BA.5. As Susie said, she emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com. She said it should be titled BS.5. I like it. Or just the midterm variant. Call it what it is. Anthony Fauci says we really should be wearing masks in indoor settings. Play cut 73.
Well, now we're seeing a fair amount of orange, which means you really should in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, be wearing masks. It's just the appropriate thing to do.
And then on television, this is their narrative. Get ready for it. We have to counter message it. Do not fall for the fear-induced paranoia. It's cut 76. Dr. Peter Hotz saying, quote, these numbers are going up precipitously. It's the highest transmissible one we've seen to date. Play cut 76.
It's the most highly transmissible one we've seen to date. So with each successive wave of subvariants, we're getting more and more transmissible subvariants. And now we're up around something that's close to measles, which is the most common transmissible infectious agent we know about.
This guy's been wrong about everything for 2 years. Everything. Been wrong about ivermectin, azithromycin. Been wrong about intravenous therapy, wrong about the vaccine, wrong about masks, wrong about children in schools, wrong about boosters, and he just keeps on going up on television. And he's basic, yeah, exactly. This guy's the image of health. He's this overweight, pudgy doctor that looks like a ghost that hasn't left his office in the last two, like, you're the person I should look to for health advice? It's like man boob Bill Gates. Like, yeah, actually, I'm not going to listen to you. You got arms like toothpicks, you got a big gut, and I don't think you could run a mile without capsizing over. I'm actually not going to take health advice from you. No, but I'm an expert because I have 9 different booster shots. No, actually, you're a client of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. That's all. You're a spokesperson. You're a propagandist. We know that whatever you say, it comes at a price. That's who you are. So we are spending more than any other country per capita on health expenditures, and our life expectancy is flatlining, in fact, going down. What's going on here? Well, there's a lot of different things going on, but that's a longer conversation. That's a different conversation for a different time. And from diet to pharmaceuticals destroying our country, these pharmaceutical companies who have done such damage. And I know, and I want to just preface this, that yes, some people, of course, need, you know, diabetes medication or cancer and life-saving drugs. I get all of that. But I believe there is a massive over-medication problem here. And it ties into what we're talking about when it comes into this midterm variant. The midterm variant that we are seeing right now is trying to set the preconditions to say, hey, there's BA.5. We now need mass mail-in ballots. BA.5. We need to be able to get a Democrat into office a lot quicker because of it. This is one of their major and core plans. We cannot fall for it. In fact, we must aggressively and assertively counter-message it. Immediately. Dr. Malone says the people who are dying and ending up hospitalized with the Omicron BA.5 are highly jabbed. Negative efficacy. BA.5, don't fall for it. We're going to now do an aggressive counter messaging with McCullough, with Malone, with all of these different people, Pierre Corey, to show you the facts of what's really happening here. We cannot allow them to establish a narrative early. We must kill it early and immediately. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.